Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. And you can find me right here on Red Circle. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And also there's a donations link on the side. Okay, let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com, naturalnews.com. And the date is July 1st, Thursday, 2021. And let me just give you a quick reminder. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. We're a podcast, folks, about hope, everyday life, Jesus, God, and current and world events. So I hope you enjoy. Let's get into today's news. And the headline reads as follows, naturalnews.com. That's where the article's from. So let's get into the news. New report stuns the world. The vast majority of those now dying with the COVID are people who were vaccinated against it. Okay. Public Health England just released a new report showing at least 62% of all deaths associated with the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 are occurring in people who were already vaccinated. There you go, folks. The news just so happened to come out at the same time that the mainstream media ran a distraction story about the British politician Matt Hancock having a secret affair with his aide, Gina Calidango, I think is her name, Calango. I can't pronounce her last name very well. Many people missed it the day it broke, in other words, but now it's circulating the web and causing many to question whether the jabs are truly safe and effective as the government claims they are. Fresh data out of the UK shows that injected people are three times more likely to die from the so-called Delta variant than people who left their immune systems and their DNA alone just by saying no. You know, and that's what you have to understand. SARS-CoV-2 variants of concern and variants under investigation in England, the paper, which the 17th technical briefing was released thus far on the matter, is highly telling as to what is in store for the jabbed later on down the road. A table report shows between February 1st, 2021 and June 21st, 2021, there have been 9,571 confirmed cases of the Delta variant in British people over the age of 50. And these 8,025 were confirmed within the past 28 days. And let me stop right there. This is a good point, folks. I want to stop right there and just say, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer. This is my disclaimer, nor am I in a position or will give you medical advice. So I want you to just take this and think about this and consult your healthcare professional. I'm not going to give you medical advice. I refuse to. However, I've been doing research and study for the past year and a half, as long as this COVID's been out, of alternative media. And under the Freedom of Information Act and the First Amendment free speech here in the United States, I can present this information, okay? What you do with this information is solely up to you. But I could tell you from a personal standpoint, I would never, ever, ever take the jab. I would rely on my immune system that God Almighty gave me and gave all of you in creation. This is poison, in my humble opinion, and only my humble opinion, but this is poison. I would never take this, but unfortunately, seems like more and more people will have to die and continue to die to be able to figure this out, folks. And that's the saddest case. There's people that can't see the forest for the trees out there, and I pray for you people, each and every one of you. But unfortunately, there's tons and tons and tons of people, millions upon billions of people can't see the forest for the trees. Anything the mainstream media, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox News says, you believe. You believe because you don't want to have to think. But unfortunately, for the people that have taken the jab, have had their vaccination, it might not be good for them down the road. So let's get back to the article. The sudden spike in new cases directly coincides with the UK's push, showing that there are more people getting vaccinated and higher rate of infections. The data clearly shows a mere 10% of all alleged confirmed cases of the Chinese virus within the age group of unvaccinated people, and upwards of 37% of new cases are in the people who got both the injections in obedience to the government. Another 40% of the cases, it's important to note, that occurred in people who received at least one dose of the Chinese virus injection at least 21 days prior to testing positive. This means that 77% of the Wuhan flu cases are occurring in people who had either one or both doses of the injection. The Delta variant is caused and spread by vaccines. So again, this Delta variant, I've been saying this for a while now on this, not on this podcast, but on a couple of other podcasts of mine, folks, that the Delta variant is just going to spread, and they're going to make something up to say it's spreading and spreading and spreading. You got to understand these people, these evil ones that actually run the world, these people want to depopulate the world. They want to kill almost everybody in the world, 90, 95% of the world. And I know that's hard to say, and you're like, well, Eric, but this is supposed to be a Christian broadcast. You're supposed to tell me blah, 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 and nice things. No, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth as a brother and sister in Christ. I'm going to tell you the 100% truth. The truth shall set you free. And you have to understand that, folks, that I'm going to tell you based on the facts and based on the truth, as I have laid in front of me, that this is what's going on. And the United States of America were so censored. People say, well, that's the free. No, we're not free anymore. The censorship is ungodly, and it's unheard of here. We can't even talk. We can't even say anything. You have to use alternative methods, alternative media. You can't even share anything, even a simple post on Twitter, Facebook. I've been now locked out of my LinkedIn account. I have over 12,000 on that. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. YouTube deplatformed me. So you have to understand that the truth shall set you free. And one way or another, I'm going to get you the truth and you decide. So back to the article. Delta variant is caused and spread by vaccines. Based on the figures by Public Health England, the number of confirmed cases of the Delta variant among fully vaccinated people over the age of 50 is three times higher compared to the number of unvaccinated, and in 50 and over partially vaccinated people, the ratio is 9-1. This means, of course, that the vaccines are dangerous and ineffective in preventing the spread of the Chinese germs, despite having received emergency use authorization, or EUA, at warp speed from the Food and Drug Administration. Very Limited trials were conducted beforehand, and the course showed that the jabs worked. Anyone who has been paying attention knows that the big pharma, big pharmaceutical companies, have reframed the art of tampering with science to produce the desired outcome. So in other words, basically they lie in plain English. That's what the article is saying. They just don't come out and say that. But basically they lie, they twist, and they manipulate the facts, which is exactly what happened with these Operation Warp Speed abomination ejections. Unfortunately, it looks like Mr. Hancock's been lying again. Instead of the COVID-19 vaccines being our route back to normal, instead there are just the opposite reports. Humans are free, noting that the only people who are falling for all these lies, who religiously watch mainstream media and trust everything the government tells them. Because the data is published by Public Health England shows that the number of alleged deaths due to the Delta variant at highest are those who received two doses of the vaccine. Okay, folks, like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, and I just want to say here real quickly before we conclude here, folks, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I want to say a prayer with you if you want to accept Jesus Christ. Things are crazy. We are in the end times. We are going in the end times, and we are right now and towards the last days. Here's a simple prayer. If you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into your life, just listen to me, folks, and repeat this prayer. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death, to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, myself, centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask to take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life. Help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I congratulate you. I commend you. Now, the best thing for you is to just find a good Christian church. I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're listening. I'm here in Central Florida as this podcast is going out right now. I can say the best thing for you is to get a hold of a Christian church. Find it, look it up, use the internet, use DuckDuckGo, use Google, use a search engine, and find up your local church and tell them that you've just prayed the prayer with Eric. You've just prayed the prayer. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you want to know more. And then, therefore, that pastor, if he's a good pastor, a good Christian pastor dedicated to the Word of God, he'll help you and get you on your way to exploring Jesus Christ and living your life for Jesus Christ and turning your life around. But tell him that you've prayed with me, you prayed with Eric, and you prayed the prayer of salvation. So like, share, subscribe, folks, if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are also welcome and greatly appreciated. This is Eric, and I'm with End Time News Live, and you can find me on redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's Eric. I'm your host, and this is Red Circle and End Time World News. So go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families. I know things are crazy and chaotic out there. All we have left is God. All we can do is keep praying to God through Jesus Christ Almighty. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. And I'm out of here. Thanks, folks. I love you all. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.